How's it going, sir?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. As long as the weather's fitting you right.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day.
I know, it's great. Now, you're the homeowner, right?
I am.
I'm just Devin with Point. I don't know if the neighbors mentioned the flush outs to you. It's nothing too major. Just a couple neighbors, you know, they've been seeing more of the ants and wasps this year. Yeah, I don't know what you guys have been seeing more out here.
Lots of ants.
The ants, have they gone inside yet, or is it mean just outside?
No, I have ants inside as well.
Okay.
I've been trying to get rid of them as best I can.
Okay, and have you just been spraying the Raid, or?
I've used some, the name brand of it. Those,
it's Ortho.
The ant traps, and then I use some of that, the gel bait that you use.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard of those.
Yeah, I haven't had much success with either one of them.
Yeah, and a lot of neighbors are being proactive, like you've taken care of it. It's just a lot of neighbors are bringing mulch this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just bringing the eggs, and they're starting to hatch, you know, June, July time, just the hotter months, they usually hatch. So what we're doing with them, it's just a little bit different. A lot of neighbors are, like, spraying the Home Defense and Ortho, which just kind of pushes them to different places of the house. I don't know if it might have happened to you, but it's pretty common. Do you repellents? Do you know if it's repellent, or have you been doing, or was it a different...
I guess apparently it's something that I guess they take back to the colony and it's supposed to eliminate the colony.
That's good. You're on the right path. What we do is I just do a little more higher concentration, like prescription strength. What we use is called Termidor. And so basically what we do is we spray around the whole perimeter of the house.
Okay.
And then just because you already have an inside, we'll actually do our injection system also.
Okay.
But a lot of neighbors are liking is we just get underneath the sinks by the plumbing. This is usually where you find these guys nesting by that moisture.
Sure.
And so we inject our product in there, and it does exactly what you said. So we'll get on a couple of the ants, they'll take it back, they groom each other, so it spreads.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so it works out great. And then is the basement finished or unfinished?
No, we're in the process. It was finished. We're in the process of redoing it right now.
Okay.
So I've got sheetrock about 2 feet up was ripped out because of some flood damage.
Okay. Have you guys been seeing any activity down there? Is it mainly
Not so much. Mostly, predominantly in the family room, which is a slab, which is behind the house.
Okay.
And then, you know, of course, in the kitchen area.
Okay, yeah. And then just little sugar ants, or have you guys seen any carpenter ants, too? Or?
I don't think I've seen any carpenter ants. Predominantly sugar ants, but I do know that, I mean, we have, this year, it's just amazing how many ants are here.
It's crazy what'll happen in just a year. Like, people in the past, like, they've said they've had, maybe they wouldn't call it a problem, but they see them here and there. This year, you know, there's beginning to be a little more problems. So that's what they're calling me out. Like I said, I'm just in with the neighbors doing a discount.
Okay.
While the neighbors are doing the group rate, we're just cutting the price in half.
Okay.
Do you guys know what you're sitting at square footage, more or less?
I mean, off the top of my head, I have no idea. I know that the back room is probably, 200 square feet. You know, it's probably not even that. It's probably 10. It's probably like more like 150 square feet, probably 15 by 10, and then the kitchen area.
Yeah, so I think the neighbors, they're all around 2,000 or so, I think.
Oh, you mean the total square footage of the
house? Yeah, just the total, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Oh, no,
we're under 2,000. The exact square footage is 1776.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, I just asked, you know, just because you treat under all the bathrooms, just because what happens is the ants will kind of just sneak in underneath the cracks and crevices just around here, maybe into the windows and door areas.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll also treat on the windows and doors, too, but we just treat under, you know, all the bathrooms.
Okay.
Because they'll slip and get inside the walls.
Okay.
And the voids there, so that's what we'll do, what we call the flush out, that you guys all cleaned up.
Sure.
And yeah, with a home your size, sitting at, you know, 1,000 to 2,000 probably where you're at, normally initial charge would be around there.
Okay.
You know, just because we're treating quite a few people. My techs are saving gas and bringing all the way to 109.
Okay.
Keeping you guys way low. Of course, I treat all the standard pests. You're mainly seeing the ants.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen any spiders with two, or?
We've been seeing spiders. I mean, I don't think that they're, for the most part, I don't think they're any more of a problem than normal. I mean, they're not really inside the house so much. I mean, the ants are a pain in the neck, because it's just hard to get rid of them.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, yeah, all these guys are included. A couple other neighbors, you know, just been seeing a couple, like, centipedes.
We've
seen a few?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of those.
Okay. And they're pretty common, too. They also like the moisture. Sometimes they come out of kitchen sinks and stuff, so we'll also get those guys, you know, that's... A lot of times they're back there in the voids, too, so they'll also be affected with that. And of course, all these guys. You guys haven't had any of the mice come yet, right?
I caught a two voles in the garage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's been pretty common too, you know, just because we're close to the woods and the meadows and stuff around here. Right. The little meadow mice. So yeah, if you ever seen those, also we'll come with the bait boxes.
Okay.
So you take care of those. What a lot of neighbors are like in between services. If you ever see anything, we'll do a free service for you.
Okay.
So if you're still seeing the ants and you haven't completely gotten rid of them, we'll come and do a free service, of course.
Okay.
And what all the neighbors are doing is basically, you know, the quarterly. They're just because they know that all the insects have a life cycle, that they're always reproducing.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do on the first go-around, we're going to get about 80% of these guys. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, we can't affect the eggs.
Right.
So we come to a 30-day follow-up just to get these guys that have hatched and basically just break it up. And
right.
Then, of course, because we're a green company, our products will biodegrade after about 60, 90 days.
Okay.
And so we come to replace them. Just keep you guys protected all year long, so you have to do it again next year.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and so, yeah, basically, and just because so many neighbors are seeing a couple of our add-ons, too, we're throwing them in no charge. You know, just cause, like I told you about the ticks, just because we're close to the woods, I don't know if I mentioned the ticks to you.
No.
A couple neighbors down. Just because we've been seeing, you know, the deer kind of coming through, we've even seen the ticks.
Okay.
We're also including that granular at no charge.
Okay.
So we do about 8 to 10 feet out around the whole house.
Okay. Is that any danger to the children because they run around?
Good question. Yeah. So what we use is called Talstar. It's actually derived from the chrysanthemum flower.
Okay.
Completely safe. We do daycares, restaurants all the time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really, to cause a problem, you have to drink gallons of it.
Okay.
So yeah. So it's completely safe. To mammals, doesn't make damage. Insects, breaking down is a slow breakdown, slow residual effect.
Okay.
We're also including the carpenter ants. The wasps and hornets, do you guys have a deck in back? Or?
We don't here.
Okay. Just a patio or?
Just a small slab.
Just the back. Yeah, okay. Yeah, with that, sometimes we just see the wasps, like, just kind of start, like, in the eaves right up here and stuff. Sometimes they're starting at this time of year.
Right.
So what we'll do is we have a 30-foot-long extendable pole with a brush at the end. We'll wipe down the webs up here and put a repellent up so the spiders and the wasps can get up there.
Okay.
And, you know, just because the carpenter bees have been out this year just with the wood and stuff. Like, sometimes they'll come out. I don't know if you've seen them.
No, but I do have a question about that.
Yeah.
Because my concern would be, does that harm regular bees?
Oh, good question. Do you guys have honeybees and stuff down here?
Well, I know that there are some honeybees around here, and I also know that, you know, there's a shortage of bees. I mean,
and
normally we would have a ton of bees out here, and we don't this year.
Yeah, and of course, that's a good question. So, some people ask us to get rid of bees, and some people like to keep them, and so we're just like, we customize it to your house. We can, like, take away spots. Like, the honeybees will be around the flower beds. We normally don't even treat them on flower beds and stuff, so we'll keep it definitely from those normal bees. And carpenter bees are solitary. Usually we treat it on decks for them and stuff. You guys don't have a deck to worry about. Just any wood and stuff.
Yeah.
They like to chew up, but...
Yeah, we don't have it. That doesn't apply to us.
You guys don't have too much of that, so no problem. And, of course, the clover mites are thrown in, too. Have you guys been seeing any little red guys? Clover mites?
Yeah, we see some of those.
Yeah, and they're not harmful or anything. There's more of an annoyance. People feel like on a chair, you sit down, you'll stain your pants and stuff.
Right,
so.
Yeah.
They're also plant eaters, so some people's gardens like us to take care of those. But so we just basically get around, you know, the windows and doors and around the perimeter also works for those guys. See, that's all included, and basically that one low price.
Okay.
Like I said, we're gonna be around. We have a couple more spots open tomorrow. I don't know if you're gonna be around.
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can be around Thursday, but I'm just trying to think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Thursday's fine.
That'd be good. Yeah. Is there a way I could put you after the nailers at 1? Or is that too early for you?
Yeah, actually closer to 2, because I have to work tonight, so I'll be...
No problem. So the 2 o'clock, that'd be good?
That'd be fine.
Good. Just a little bit of info from you while I'm here.
One second, honey.